I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Each year, hundreds of Army soldiers face trial in military courts for offenses that range from murder to failure to report for duty. The military justice system largely operates separately from the civilian legal process and is unknown to many Americans. Under the system, commanders, who are not required to be trained lawyers, wield significant influence and can detain soldiers while they are awaiting trial through a process known as pretrial confinement. An investigation by ProPublica and the Texas Tribune found that soldiers accused of sexual assault are less than half as likely to be placed in pretrial confinement than those accused of offenses like drug use and drug dealing. Soldiers accused of other minor offenses, such as disobeying an officer or damaging non-military property, also have higher rates of pretrial confinement than those accused of sexual assault. ProPublica and the Tribune examined nearly 8,400 cases over a decade. See the findings now at texastribune.org. Occidental Petroleum is planning to build a series of massive industrial projects in Texas that would be capable of pulling tens of millions of tons of carbon dioxide out of the air, and is seeking substantial state tax breaks to help finance the operations. The proposals outline what would be the first commercial-scale operations of a long-shot technology that is gaining increased attention from governments and corporations for its potential to help curb climate change. In two Texas counties, Occidental has applied for property tax abatements that could be worth hundreds of millions of dollars if it completes the projects, according to an Inside Climate News analysis of the filings. The filings describe plans to build a series of 14 direct air capture projects over the next 15 years at two sites, one outside of Odessa and the other along the Gulf Coast, south of Corpus Christi. If all are completed, they would eventually be capable of capturing 56 million metric tons of carbon dioxide per year. Some policy experts and scientists say technologies that remove carbon dioxide from the air could one day play a small but important role in helping the world limit global temperature increases. These efforts remain prohibitively expensive, however, a fact that is underscored by Occidental's applications, which say the project can't move forward without taxpayer support. But some activists are concerned that the carbon removal technologies could be used as an excuse to weaken efforts to cut emissions from fossil fuels. Many also say the technologies have tremendous energy demands and could have their own damaging environmental impacts. On Friday, Governor Greg Abbott announced that buses of migrants from the Texas-Mexico border would start going to New York City. 50 migrants arrived in the city on Friday, another 14 on Sunday. Since April, Abbott has been sending newly arrived migrants to Democratic-leaning cities on the East Coast to put pressure on the Biden administration to secure the southwest border. More than 6,000 migrants have arrived in Washington, D.C. from Texas, prompting Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser to ask the U.S. Department of Defense to deploy the National Guard to help with the migrants. CNN reported Friday that the Pentagon has denied Bowser's request. Last week, New York Mayor Eric Adams announced emergency measures to increase shelter capacity for asylum seekers. Abbott, who is running for election, has been sparring with Democratic mayors over their immigration policies for months. The Republican governor said the busing of migrants will provide much-needed relief to overwhelmed local communities along the border. But critics of Abbott say he is using migrants as pawns in a cynical plot that does little to actually solve border problems. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app or smart speaker device. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Episcopal Health Foundation. A large majority of Texans support Medicaid expansion and say it's very important for candidates to address issues that make health care more affordable. Those are just some of the results of a new statewide Episcopal Health Foundation health policy poll on health care access and affordability in Texas. Learn more at episcopalhealth.org. The wait is over. The Texas Tribune Festival program is now live. Join us September 22nd through the 24th in Austin for more than 100 mind-expanding conversations. Explore the full program and buy tickets at tribfest.org.